Well, everybody's running around. You need to define. You're talking about ascension like you know what it is. Let's define ascension a little bit. Ascension just means that you get your mind out of the way to the point that you can allow your body to replicate itself perfectly, which it is trying desperately to do in spite of you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, now when we, in medicine and or in health, we talk about the body, mind, emotions, and I came across something reading a book called Animals in Translation by Temple Grandin. She's an autistic PhD. I think she's a doctor of animal behavior or something like that. So she's saying because people and animals use their emotions to predict the future and make decisions about what to do, then she's focusing on emotions. She says people and animals use their emotions to predict the future and make decisions about what they do. Is that an accurate statement, Ion?
Well, it would have been better if you hadn't have done all the pumping up of whoever was saying it, because you put us right off with the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But people make decisions and choices. They make investments based on fear.
People respond
emotionally because of an outcome, what you call predicting the future. But if you know what the future is, it becomes predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So we say, from an ascension standpoint, that that dog won't hunt. The same way, but you can train a dog like Pavlov's dog when you ring the bell to make them start slobbering, creating the digestive juices, because every time the bell rings, a great big hunk of meat comes their way. That's just conditional response. But we must tell you, Pavlov's dog knew when the meat was coming when they went to reach for the bell. Not when they heard the bell ringing.
Right.
See, that's why pregnancy is so easy. It's pregnancy is so easy because conception takes place at arousal.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's also an emotional synaptic neuron firings have a tachyon capacity. And when you ever think, Bob's been trying to tell y'all to find out what the hell a tachyon is, and won't nobody ask, but so now we've said it, we ain't going to tell you. You can get that from Bob. You get what a tachyon is and how it applies, and it's being even in your chip body, in your TV body, it's being crammed down your throat hole every way you look. Just turn it on, you'll find it. Then what happens? You start catching up with or figuring out or leaning to a broader spectrum of application that delineates between an emotional kinetotic response, an autonomic response, and then throw all that in the crapper and figure out knowing. Because when you know, then the decision is easy. There's no emotional capacitation that can veer you in the ditch.